Meditation 1. Love My Mind. I'm Stephanie Kakaris. Welcome to the Self-Love Meditation Series. This series is designed to help you to truly embrace and love your mind, body, and spirit. All three aspects of ourselves need to be in harmony and alignment for us to reach our potential and live healthy, happy, and fulfilling lives. Meditation 1 is focused on developing a healthy, positive, loving mind. You will learn to access any mental quality you desire. This will boost your love of self and help you to function at your best. Sit or lie in a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed. This is your time to relax and focus within. Put the busyness of your day aside and tune into my voice. If you find your mind wandering, just gently bring your attention back to what I'm saying. Take a deep breath. As you breathe in, notice the air as it is filling up your lungs. And as you exhale, breathe out any stress and tension. Breathe in, breathe out. Just relax. Relax the muscles around your jaw, your neck and shoulders. Allow all the tightness to fade away. Relax your abdomen and buttocks. You can feel your whole body unwinding. You are calm and settled. Allow the chair or ground beneath you to support you fully. Now we are going on an imaginary journey to boost the power of your mind. If you can't visualize in your meditation, that's perfectly fine. What's important is that you get a sense of what's happening. You find yourself in a beautiful, magical land. There are rolling hills and beautiful fields full of flowers. You are walking along a dirt path. The sky is a vibrant blue and is spotted with little white fluffy clouds. The air is cool and crisp on your face. Yet you can feel the warmth of the sun on your cheeks. You take a deep breath. You feel so safe here and at peace. You can feel a tingle throughout your body, as you know that something special is about to happen. The dirt track you are on suddenly turns into a sparkling path, and as you look up, you see a grand castle. You wonder who might live there. As you approach the front gate, you see a sign that says, "Welcome. We have been waiting for you. Please come in." You wander through the gates and stand at the grand front door. The door slowly swings open by itself, and as you step inside, you are astounded at the vastness of the foyer area. There is a huge staircase to the right and a vast domed ceiling above your head. The ceiling is decorated with beautiful artwork, and you take a note of the drawings you see. The floor is covered with beautiful geometric patterns. You detect a faint smell of incense. As you look around, you notice there are three doors leading into different rooms. Behind each of these doors is some wisdom for you, going forward, to boost the power of your mind. You approach the first door and notice a bag is sitting outside the door. "For your treasures," it says. You look up and the sign on the door says "Gifts." As you walk in, there is a pedestal in the middle of the room with a gift on top. You notice that the gift has your name on it, and attached is a little card. It says, "This gift is for you to own and keep always inside your heart. It is exactly what you need to assist you to let go of the past and live with happiness and fulfillment." You unwrap the gift and marvel at its beauty. It is a magical crystal. You can feel the energy emanating from it. It is just as the note said, exactly what you need. You marvel at the vibrant color. What color is your crystal today? and what shape is it? Notice how it feels in your hand. Is it small or large? How heavy is it? The crystal might be something different next time you visit here, but what you see in front of you right now is perfect for today. You put the crystal into your bag and head out of the room, curious as to what might be behind the next door. The sign on the next door says messages. You enter the room and the walls are covered in message boards, which have beautiful messages written on them, especially for you. As you look to your left, there are brightly coloured messages which fill your mind with positivity and inspiration. One note says, "You are worthy of all the riches in the universe." Another one says, "Your life is a gift. Use this gift with confidence and joy." Can you make out any other messages there for you? You slowly make your way around the room, and on the next wall are messages from loved ones telling you how special you are. Each message gives you tingles of delight and makes you feel so loved. To the right of you, you notice a message board in a different colour. It says, "Habits you're ready to let go of." As you read down, you see written there a note from the universe telling you which habit or habits you're letting go of. You take a deep breath and agree it's time. You take one last look around the room before moving on to the third room. you return to the foyer and head to door number 3. The sign on the door says, "Cloakroom." The door opens and you see a large coat rack on either side of the room, full of cloaks on coat hangers. As you move closer, you see a sign on the end of each coat rack saying, "Please wear as many cloaks as you like, and you will take that quality with you from here forward." You start looking through the cloaks and see they are labelled with words such as self-love, confidence, energy, abundance, courage, compassion, beauty. Passion. You start by selecting the self-love cloak and put it on. As you do, the cloak starts sparkling and slowly vanishes. You feel as if you have been embodied with self-love. It has become a part of the new you. You look through the cloaks and select another, and then another. Perhaps you'll choose courage next. Abundance. Energy or passion. With each cloak you put on, your whole body tingles with the magic of that quality. Take your time and select as many cloaks as you would like. When you're complete, you make your way back out to the foyer area and out the front door. Through the gates and back down toward your dirt track. Have a look around. Does the environment look different now? Take a deep breath and know that you can come back and visit your castle for guidance and magic at any time. Now it's time to come back into the present and into the room. Slowly wriggle your fingers and toes. Become aware of the chair or what is beneath you. And when you're ready, open your eyes and slowly make your way up. I do hope you've enjoyed this journey of filling your mind with wisdom and love. Have a wonderful day.